Alrighty then. 1:41 p.m. Good afternoon. May 3rd, 2012. Yeah, I'm really late today. A lot of factors. The first one was, as I was getting my shoes on to go for my walk at 7 o'clock, I got a call from the woman who was supposed to be taking the kids to school, and she couldn't find her car keys. She had them at 5 o'clock when she took her husband to work, but then couldn't find them again, and she was running out of time. We had to get the kids to school, and she'd already been searching for 5 minutes and hadn't turned them up. So I wound up doing the morning run. I'm going to wind up doing the afternoon run as well. And so the 7 o'clock time slot got pulled. And then by the time I got home and tried to get the young one up, young one is sick again. Yeah, I don't think so, not really. But she stayed home today because she convinced her mother that she wasn't feeling well. And as a result, I got kind of tacked down with a, quote, sick kid, unquote. And got into a captain's chair, working on the first round of edits for that to try to get this thing moving ahead of the call, as it were. For those of you who missed it, DoubleShare is out. It hit Kindle late yesterday afternoon. I sent out an email to my listserv. If you're on that listserv, you got that email with the link in it. I also posted a blog post in the middle of the night and munged up the link so that you couldn't click on the cover and get the book link, which was a mistake. The link was there, it was just buried. So I got that fixed this morning. And given that the book hasn't been released for even 24 hours yet, the fact that it's closing in on number 600 in Kindle overall is pretty good. I don't know how long it's going to stay. That rather meteoric rise may not work well for me. And I've already emailed the list. I've already posted to the blog. It's spreading on Facebook as I speak. So I'm not sure people who are looking for the book are going to be jumping all over it with both feet. I'm not sure what that will do for me. As the week wears on, I really need to have that distributed over a week or two in order to get the maximum effect from the algorithms. The other side of it, of course, is that with the fourth book out, the first three books should take a nice little tip upward as well. They've been hanging right around 15,000. If I could get them up under 5,000 on the strength of this release, that would be very good. A few people did pick up QuarterShare on the basis of hearing it on Starship Sofa. And I think it's Andy Packett. His Cheapskates segment covered it, and they played a few minutes of the beginning of QuarterShare, and even Tony Smith coughed up with a quick endorsement. So that was kind of cool. I've been endorsed on a Hugo Award-winning podcast. And it turns out I've got another podcast up for Parsec. In addition to this one, which I still am surprised over, the one of the stories that I did for Tales to Terrify, How Pappy Got 5 Acres Back, is up as well. Now, I actually got an email from Lisa Bell thanking me for reading the story. He really liked it. Or she really liked it. I don't know if it's a guy or a girlfriend. But, and I think I've had emails from most of the people who I've done stories for through Tales to Terrify. So it's kind of nice. So not common. I don't usually get, I didn't get email from Alan Steele, for example. Although I did get mentioned in his Hugo acceptance speech, which was still pretty darn cool. Even though it wasn't my Hugo. Still darn cool. So, yeah, I'm working on that. Captain Share is going to be tough because it's about half again bigger than Double Share. Double Share is something just over 100,000 words, I think. I need to go back and check it. The Captain Share is just shy of 150,000. An Owner Share is just shy of 200,000. So the paperback versions of those are going to have to be pretty expensive. Robin's already talking about raising the price of Captain Share up to $5.95 for the ebook. And honestly, I'm not sure how I feel about that. Will the market bear it? Yeah, probably. But does it really cost that much more? The paperback version is going to have to go up. The paperback version is going to wind up being like $14 just because of the page count. And even at that, I think she's talking now about fiddling with the font and margins to try to shave a few pages off. Honestly, I don't think it matters. I really don't think it matters that much. The page count is what it is. And finagling with it just for the sake of saving, what is it? It's a penny and a half a page, I think. So if she saves 100 pages, that's a buck and a half on the price. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to fiddle with it? I don't know. I mean, it's something we're going to have to talk about. $4.95 has been my price point all along. There's a lot of upward pressure right now to get people to charge more. For the longer book, yeah, you know, maybe. I was thinking maybe we put the last book up at $5.95 because it's twice as big as anything else. If we start raising the price now, I'm not real pleased with what that says. I have to think about it. I do have new artwork. I haven't seen it yet. It came to my phone while I was out walking. I have to get back home and see it. Pretty much everybody has said, the cover's pretty good. I like the cover. And Michael apparently filled in the can so that the can is there in this new cover. It's up to me whether or not I want to use it. He had it done before before Robin got my email. So on the one hand, I feel bad if I throw it away. On the other hand, I know. Mike said he didn't think it looked as good. He might be right. I don't know. So the big news yesterday was the eye exam. And as I expected, cataracts, both eyes, left and right. And the difference is that the one on the left, which is still fairly substantial, is off-axis, so it's not really blocking my vision. The one on the, another the one on the right, the one on the left is off-axis and not blocking my vision. The one on the right is dead center. So there's a reason why my right eye is blurry all the time. And the doctor did say that I have an unusual form of a cataract. It's not in the lens as much as it is behind the lens. I've developed a film across, very thin film, across the back edge, the back side of the lens. It's a particular kind of cataract. They had a name for it that I don't remember. But the offshoot was that what they need to do is go in to the back of the lens and scrape it off. And then he thought that after that I might not even need glasses. His comment was, you got the lenses up 20 year old. It's just this little film on the back that's causing me the problem. And as it commonly happens, apparently, in older people, which I now am, the myopia has relaxed. I actually can see out of my left eye, uncorrected, better than I was able to see with it, with the glasses. A little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. And if you think of a large part, that's because of the cataract, securing part of the vision. So the possibility exists that once the surgery is done, I won't need glasses at all, which could be pretty astonishing and somewhat amusing. So sometime after BaltCon and before fall, I need to schedule cataract surgery. I'm not sure what that'll mean. He said it's a day surgery thing. I'll go in the morning, go home in the afternoon, and I have to have the drops. We'll see how it works out. But it's pretty common. And his comment on it was, well, describing it sounds pretty barbaric, but the reality is they do so many of them that they've got it down to the science. So I need to trust science. Interesting. So we'll see how it works out. It's warm here today. It's like 80 degrees. The sun is shining. There's a little wind blowing. I'm in my shirt sleeves. I didn't put on special gear today. You can probably hear the wind in the earbuds. Sorry about that. Get home just about in enough time, I think, to upload this before I have to go to the grocery store on my way to picking up kids from school. And apparently we won't be doing karate tonight. We'll be attending, at least briefly, the high school arts gala because my daughter has artwork. While she's not playing in any of the musical ensembles that are there this year, she's not doing any of the stage acts. She does have artwork, and as such, we pretty much probably need to go. I really like to see what kind of art they've picked out of her portfolio display. She's done some spectacular pieces. She did a gorgeous raven in the Native American Northwest style with the heavy bill and of ornate decorations. It's really amazing. Carved out of wood and painted. So it's astonishing. And I missed lunch. I had breakfast, but I've missed lunch. Never a good idea to go to the grocery store hungry, but I have a list. If I stay close to the list, it shouldn't be too far off. Oh, So I've been through about 30 to 40 pages, 30 pages of Captain Share so far. It's pretty clean. I have to read it carefully. There's a lot of redundancy in it. It's one of the things that I noticed about his earlier work. I'll say the same thing three times in one paragraph. And while for audio, I think it has to be that way. It has to be real clear as to what's going on. So that I'm saying it a couple of times. On the page, I don't think it's quite good. It doesn't mean it. Quite a bit of noise in the earbuds. Oh, and I did get my airline tickets yesterday. It's going to be $500. That's pretty normal for me. Seems like I can't really go anywhere less than $500. So. My thing is that I really don't want to go. I got all of these miles at United, and it's going to come a day when I'm going to want to go somewhere like Australia, and I'm going to want those miles. So I keep tossing them in the pot. Now I think I've got enough United Airline miles. I can go anywhere I want. One free round-trip ticket pretty much anywhere in the world. So someday I'm going to cash those in and go someplace. They keep offering me deals to cash them in on this, that, and the other thing. It's like, well, you know, I don't think so. Cash in 10,000 here, 5,000 there, get some perk or benefit. It's like, no. No, I don't think so. Whew. I'm trying to walk along quite smartly. Keep the pace up. I noticed that I managed to get around yesterday about 19 minutes. I could get that last mile down to 16. Hips are feeling it, so I have to be a little bit. Listen a little carefully to my body so that it can continue to serve me long and well, even if a bit slower. Now I'm coming up to an intersection. There's cars everywhere here all of a sudden. Here we are, last street crossing, Tarantara. Today's Thursday. I should have mowed a lawn yesterday, and I didn't because it was too rainy and wet. Can't today because the sprinkler runs today, and it's too wet. Tomorrow, maybe. Anyway, I'm back. I made it around. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.